Welcome to That Is Good to Know Radio Show. This program focuses on you, the listener, by providing you information, strategies, and practical educational tips from successful seasoned business professionals. Now, with today's program, here's your host, Jeff Stanislow.
Hello, and welcome to That Is Good to Know with your host, Jeff Stanislow. Pleased to be with you again here, Tampa, and thanks for sharing some information. We wanted to bring you some local content here on AM 1040 WHBO, and we want to share knowledge. And so I'm going to bring on industry experts from various areas and industries all over the Tampa Bay area. And today I'm pleased to have our guest with us, Dr. Robert Messino, who is a chiropractor. Dr. Robert and I had an opportunity to meet up at an event for Advent Health at One Buck Place recently. And I told him about the show. He's like, man, I would love to, come on your show and share some knowledge about the chiropractic world and see if we can't help some people maybe take care of their backs or their, you know, whatever's aching them. How are you doing today, doctor?
Doing great, Jeff. Happy to be on the show.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Our brief conversation that we had prior to the show, you know, I'm a golfer, and so, you know, my back seems to bother me quite often. And you had a couple little, things that we talked about, you know, being able to take care of that. What, in your practice, and, as you see some of these injuries, we're going to dive into it. Then I'm going to circle back with you a little bit about, you know, where you're from and what have you. But since it's my show and my back hurts, tell me what I got to do.
Yes, definitely, Jeff. So we do see a lot of golfers at our office. And one of the biggest things that I notice with golfers is they're not very good at watching their posture. And a lot of times making sure you have the correct swing and you're doing the right things outside of, you know, your typical golfing exercises to help maintain your body, keep pressure off certain areas that shouldn't have so much pressure, because with golfing, there is a lot of repetitive movements involved. So we want to make sure we're not only just going and playing golf, but we're also rehabbing our body afterward, whether that's from chiropractic and getting adjusted or, you know, making sure you're doing other great things outside to help keep that pressure off and make sure that we don't run into issues on the golf course.
Yeah. So it's probably some good advice. I think most golfers like myself, it's don't do the proper warm-ups. I mean, I think a lot of the PGA professionals that are out there, you know, going on right now, they really, really concentrating on taking care of their body, from, you know, seeking chiropractic to massages to, pre-golf workouts and then post-golf workouts. And it's just become a kind of a new, world in the world of golf. I think Tiger Woods kind of started getting really strong and buff, and then everybody started doing it. And then, you know, you got guys like Brooks Koepka took it to the next level. This is Jeff Stanislow, and you're listening to That Is Good to Know. You can visit our website at www.thatisgoodtoknow.com. And speaking of golf, we actually have a couple tickets that we're going to be giving away for the Valspar Championship. Back to our guest, though, Dr. Robert Messino. Dr. Robert, tell us a little bit about your experience, where you came from, how long you've been in the practice, and, you know, maybe what practice you're working at.
Sure. Yeah. So I started my chiropractic journey in New Jersey working for my uncle, who was a chiropractor. So I had a lot of exposure to the profession prior to actually becoming a chiropractor. I worked for a year and a half after my schooling in Palmer College in Iowa, in Connecticut, for the past ICA president, Dr. George Curry. I learned and kind of honed my skills there, seeing a lot of patients, and I ended up running my own practice there until I decided, you know what, it's time to move to Florida. So I moved to Florida, and now I am the clinic director for an office in Carrollwood, and I love it, and we have a great team, and we're changing a lot of lives.
That's fantastic. You know, oftentimes in the chiropractic world, and I have a few friends that are in it. Actually, my old neighbor growing up is down in Key West and has a place. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, misconceptions about chiropractic and, you know, what it can and can't do. You know, what is the kind of the big one that you kind of say, hey, listen, this is wrong, you know, not to say, you know, someone's, you know, that misconception is not right. And you got the floor here. Tell us a little bit about some of those challenges that you face.
Well, you know, I do have a lot of people come in the office explaining to me that, you know, I only come in when I have pain, or I only come in when I have a problem. And to me, I feel like, you know, only coming in when you have pain or a problem is only, you know, benefiting a little bit from what chiropractic can do. I mean, we see a lot of wellness patients, people preventing problems from happening before they do. And, you know, it really isn't hard just stopping in, you know, one time a week to get an adjustment. The main thing here is just providing movement to the spine. And as long as the spine is moving properly, that's when we don't see as many problems and issues arise from, you know, future things you're doing.
It's interesting, you know, you talk about maintenance, right? You know, you go to the gym and you do your stretches and you do your workout and you maybe your cool down and things of that nature. You're not afraid to, you know, go to the doctor, you know, annually for a physical or, you know, things of that nature. But oftentimes we just don't properly maintain and take care of our bodies. And they do a lot for us, huh? And, you know, the back is one of them. I mean, it is so core and so crucial to your entire body and in your practice. Can you talk about some good exercises to do that maybe strengthen your core or that are good for your back?
Sure, yeah. So most of the time, I see a lot of patients who have problems with weak cores and also weak glutes. So those are very common areas to have weak muscles because we spend a lot of our day in that common position where we're hunched forward with our shoulders translated forward and our head kind of pushed forward as if you were looking at a computer. And that comes from a lot of technology that we use, the different types of jobs we have that require those positions for long periods of time. And it's something that because sometimes we have no choice and we can't make those changes to help out our posture, we have to do a really good job at doing the things to help take the pressure back off and rehabbing. And that's where chiropractic comes in, watching your posture, doing things like going to the gym, not just to lift heavy weights, but strengthening that core, doing a lot of body weight training and resistance training is very, very good, along with swimming as well, is another one that takes a lot of pressure off the joints and allows you to exercise appropriately.
Yeah, I do try to swim during the summer when the pool is a little bit warmer. You know, right now it's a little cold, but it is great exercise. We're listening to Dr. Robert Messino, and he is a chiropractor here in the greater Tampa Bay area in Carrollwood, sharing some knowledge with us today about chiropractic and taking care of your back and your body. I think one of the common themes that we've gotten about this is, like, you know, putting this as part of your maintenance program, you know, part of your massage or your, you know, body reward, you know, type of philosophy or strategy. Dr. Messino, if someone wanted to reach out to you and get a consultation or talk with you or has some back pain, where would they go? How would they reach out to you? And let us know that.
Sure. Yeah. So I do have a LinkedIn page for people who are more business oriented. You can find me at Robert Christopher Messino, DC. And also, I do have an email you can reach me at. It's ask.chiro.rob@gmail.com. And I can go over any questions related to chiropractic. And if anyone wants to come and see me at my office, you can reach out and we can get something set up.
Fantastic. And you said your office is in Carrollwood. And is there a name for the company or the firm, or is this your independent practice?
So this is a franchise that I'm the director for this particular location. It's called The Joint Chiropractic. A lot of people might have heard of it. We have offices over, 900 offices over the United States. And the three that we focus on are the St. Petersburg, Carrollwood, and South Tampa locations. I specifically run the Carrollwood location. So if anyone wants to come see me or needs any help related to their back or chiropractic, I'm more than happy to help.
Good. You got an appointment for 4 p.m. today. I need to get in.
Let's get you in, Jeff.
Yeah, we'll make that happen. I promise. Again, Jeff Stanislow, you're listening to That Is Good to Know. We'll have all that information for Dr. Robert Massino up on our website at thatisgoodtoknow.com. We'll put a link to his LinkedIn page and the website, and feel free to reach out to him, see if he can help you out. So, doctor, let's talk about exercising and talk about like mobility, and let's talk about some things that people can reduce, maybe reduce injuries to their back or neck or what have you. What are some of the common things that people do wrong? I always, hear, oh, lift with your knees and do it this way. Any good thoughts for people as they're kind of like, especially what's going on right now is they're getting ready to probably take down holiday gifts or holiday trees and take down the holiday lights and what have you.
Yeah, Jeff. So, obviously one of the things that we have to be wary of is that bending at the waist, so flexion at the waist. It's very difficult sometimes to pick things up off the ground or bend over and reach for things without putting yourself in that compromised position. A lot of problems I see at the office come from that bending forward at the waist and then twisting. And that's something we want to avoid if we can. We want to make sure that we're using our legs more, recruiting those muscles in the core, the abs, so that you're taking or putting less pressure on your lower back. And that's a big one, but there are other problems related to the upper back and neck. The second biggest problem I see with people besides low back pain related to bending the wrong way, or repetitive movements is when people are spending a lot of time looking down, okay, whether we're looking at our phones, our computers, things like that related to work, that's something that we don't want to be doing for a prolonged period of time. And it's always good to make sure that, like, monitors that you're using for your computer should be at least eye level, and we're making sure that we're taking breaks from being in the same position for too long. Because without that movement, things like to lock up.
I mean, doctor, I'm guilty of that, working at a computer, sitting down, probably bad posture, the laptop sitting below you and what have you. So I'm going to make note of that. I do try to take, a little bit breaks, at least get up, walk around, every hour, you try every half hour, but it usually doesn't work out because, I got too much stuff going on. But those are really, really good information as far as, spending a little bit more time cognitively thinking about, your position and what you're doing. And then, maybe even if you have to set a reminder, on your phone to get up and take a walk, that would be beneficial.
Yeah, most definitely. I have patients who tell me they do that all the time. Where they have reminders, especially at the workplace. It's one of those things that you can definitely get lost in the work. And when you do, you forget about these small things that if you keep track of them, it really does add up and make a huge difference with your spine. And you only get one spine. There's no such thing as a spine replacement. So you got to take
care
of
it. That's a good point. I actually had my hip resurfaced about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. And that is a good point. You can't do a hip, a spine replacement or spine resurfacing. So yeah, you got to take care of it. You're listening to Dr. Rob Massino. He is the with the Joint Chiropractic here in Carrollwood as the practice manager. And he's telling us all about chiropractic and things to do and sharing some great information. Now, let's, you know, diving into the warm-up side of things. And, you know, I would imagine you probably get a lot of, like, hold my beer injuries, you know. Tell me a little bit about some things that you've had that people have kind of done. Like, it's like, what are you thinking, you know, before you did this?
Well, there's, you know, quite a few of those type of scenarios. One I do see quite often is people trying to have other people adjust themselves, which is not a good thing. Yeah. And sometimes that takes place at parties where, you know, there's alcohol involved and things like that. And, you know, I'm very quick to correct that because, you know, if you're not doing this properly, there are chances where you can, you know, cause injuries. And it's very rare because we go through a lot of training to ensure that that doesn't happen. But for somebody who's not trained, it's something you have to be wary of. And it's something that we usually tell our patients not to, you know, take part in. You know, you can have a bone adjust back into place by a chiropractor and hear that popping noise. And that popping noise is just gas release. That's all it is. So you can have a bone move back into place without that popping noise because there's less pressure being released. So a lot of people, they try to go after that pop. And the popping noise is something that, you know, it goes hand in hand, but it's not what we're actually trying to do. What we're trying to do is make sure that the spine is in proper alignment. And when it is in proper alignment, that takes pressure off everything surrounding the spine, including the nerves as well as the soft tissue. And that's where it's different than if somebody, you know, said, hey, my buddy picked me up and squeezed really hard and I heard a bunch of pops in my back. And that's where I kind of cringe and I'm like, oh, okay, we have something to talk about.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of, you brought up something that's kind of an interesting, I've seen it happen before where someone's like, oh, you know, my back's been bothering me. He's like, oh yeah, hold on a second. And grabs him, gives him a big bear hug, you know, from the back and, you know, cranks on him, like lifts him off the ground and, you know, tries to, you know, I guess make their own adjustment. And you definitely don't recommend that then.
No, definitely not. I have had patients come in with problems because one of their friends adjusted them or tried to at a party and they strained their neck. I've had other people come in saying my uncle picked me up and squeezed and now I've had this pain and it's been going on for years and I've had to see the chiropractor ever since to get it corrected. So I have seen short-term injuries and I have seen long-term injuries from people thinking that self-adjusting is an okay thing. I would definitely advise against it.
How about, you know, we're talking with Dr. Rob Mancino, and he is with the Joint Chiropractic here in Carrollwood. Again, thanks for taking some time with us today and sharing this knowledge. How about people that, you know, when they adjust their own neck or try to adjust their own back, you know, is there any concern there? You know, do they maybe try to do it too much? Or how about like, you know, even doing like the roller things? I know my son's got a, you know, one of those roller things on my back, or she's like, try to roll it out. And, you know,
yeah.
What are your thoughts on those?
So a lot of times I tell my patients that if you stretch and you hear a pop, that's okay. That's all right. The pressure is just being released. You're opening up the joint space enough to where now that gas is being released from between the joints. But if you're forcefully twisting or pushing, that's where we run into problems where you can injure the muscles, you can injure the spine, especially if you don't know if you have a condition, a prior one that, you know, may be a contraindication to adjusting. And that's where, you know, a very thorough examination and history is necessary to make sure that none of that is present so that we can safely adjust you. A lot of times outside of here, when people are just twisting and pushing on their own spines, they might not know if there's something more going on. And, you know, it only takes that one time to accidentally press on an area where there's a problem already. and that can lead to more problems. So yeah, it definitely is a concern of mine. And just making sure people come in and get adjusted by, you know, a trained chiropractor who is doing that thorough history and examination is very important.
So shifting gears a little bit, and we're talking with Rob Messino, who is here in Tampa in the Carrollwood area, working with the Joint Chiropractic franchise. And that's a massive franchise, 900 stores and what have you. And we're going to dive into maybe some packages that you might have in a minute. But I just had a question about, you know, sports and what have you. I noticed that you guys recently, one of your franchises did a partner with the St. Louis Blues. How do you handle like pro athlete level? And then from there, you know, if someone's having a back issue, when does the chiropractic call in a doctor, you know, or when does someone maybe skip the chiropractic and go to the doctor?
Well, so, you know, obviously with any type of doctor, you know, we all specialize in certain things. Now, I don't think that chiropractic can cure everything. There are limitations. But I do think that people can benefit from chiropractic. Just about everybody can benefit from it. Now, the thing is usually with a lot of problems, we start with conservative care and we see, okay, how is the body responding? Are they getting relief? Things like that. But moving forward, after we kind of assess that, if people aren't seeing relief, or, you know, maybe we do an we take an X-ray or get diagnostic imaging and it shows that there's a problem there that can't be addressed just by an adjustment, okay, that's something where we might want to call up our friend the orthopedic, or call up our friend the PT to maybe either provide co-care, which is care alongside chiropractic, or refer them out to the orthopedic for, say, a more invasive procedure. We try to avoid that as much as possible, but there are cases where we have no choice. And those cases are unfortunate, but they are real and they do happen, especially to people who have neglected their spine for a long time and aren't, you know, keeping up with preventative care. We have people who are a lot older who come in who say, I've never been to the chiropractor. I have all these problems and I don't know what to do. And the sad reality of it is that, you know, a lot of those things could have been prevented if they had just been in taking care of their spine from the beginning.
Well, that's interesting to know. And then Dr. Rob, if you want to join us again someday, maybe we'll talk in a little bit further on the pro athlete and the types of things that they do and their regimens, you know, that they go through, you know, to get those strength in the core and, you know, take care of their back in regards to it. But just shifting gears, I mean, do you guys have packages that you guys offer at the Joint Chiropractic where like is a monthly subscription? You can come in for an adjustment once a week or something of that nature?
Yeah. So we do offer an initial visit that includes the exam, consultation, and adjustment. It's only $29. And that's just for that initial visit. Afterward, we have a bunch of affordable plans and packages. The plan that's the most popular is our wellness plan. And that one is basically $79 a month for four visits. And any visits after that, it's only $10 to add on. And you can do that as many times as you want. It is a monthly plan, but when you break it down, it's less than $20 a visit, which is very, very affordable for chiropractic care.
Yeah, I agree. And I appreciate your time spending here with us today. This is Jeff Stanislow, and you're listening to That Is Good to Know. www.thatisgoodtoknow. And we'll put information up from Rob Messino from the Joint Chiropractic here in Carrollwood. More information to come. And don't forget to check out the website and enter your chance to get a couple free tickets for the Valspar Championship. Signing off here today, Tampa, Jeff Stanislow from That Is Good to Know.